y'all. It's Dr. Tamika Scott. Welcome to Baseline and Boundaries, a Mindset Revolution, the podcast where leadership meets mindset transformation. I am Dr. Tamika Scott, your host and executive mindset coach, who is dedicated to guiding you on a journey of empowerment and growth, and if nothing else, making you laugh for at least 15 minutes. So with that being said, I want you to know that today's episode is based off of something I was reading on these internet streets, and it's all about the concept of starting over. So today, we are talking all about resilient, rooted, radiant future, and redefining success beyond starting over. Let's go. Let's keep it real for a second, because when I was watching this news clip in these social media streets, the ideal of embracing starting over was presented. And at first I was like, yeah, we have to embrace it. And then it was like, but are we really starting over? That just sounds, man, too heavy, too hard. So let's see this thing differently and address the misconception of starting over. Too often we're led to believe that transitions or setbacks, which to me are just areas of growth and opportunity, that they somehow mean that we're back at square one. But that couldn't be further from the truth. Here at Baseline and Boundaries, I'm all about flipping scripts. I believe in the power of resilience, embracing our journeys, which are our roots, with all the twists and the turns and the boundless potential that's called our future. So today, we are saying goodbye to the whole starting over narrative and hello to resilience, growth, and owning our freaking power. Throughout this episode, we'll explore some practical strategies. I'm going to share some stories as well as my own experience and drop some gems on how we can redefine success on our own terms. So whether you're navigating a career transition, overcoming adversity, or just trying to live your best life, or you're just simply seeking to elevate your mindset, this episode is just for you then. So kick off your shoes and relax your feet, because we're about to level up, because ain't no starting over here. We're just all about leveling up and shining bright like the diamonds we are. Let's get into it. All right, so let's dive in to breaking down the myth of starting over. You know, the ideas that keep creeping up on us, whispering in our ears that every setback or transition means that we're back at square one. But guess what? It's time that that notion, idea, that thought error is completely kicked to the curb. Because first off, let's talk about the pressure that comes with this misconception. When we buy into the ideal of starting over, it puts this unnecessary weight on our shoulders. Like suddenly every chance feels like we're wiping the slate clean and starting from scratch. That sounds exhausting, right? But here's the thing. I strongly believe this is just a thought error. Because our experiences, our skills, they don't just disappear when we hit a bump on the road or a new opportunity presents itself. No, they accumulate. We take them with us. They shape us. They mold us. And yet, sometimes they even feel like it's a kick in our butts a little bit. But they also propel us forward. They provide foundation for us. They're like building blocks. We're adding layers to our journey, and it gives us the tools we need to keep moving forward. And it also gives us moments to learn from, to say what we're going to do differently. So let's reframe the narrative, shall we? Instead of seeing transitions as a setback, let's see them as stepping stones. Each twist and each turn in our journey is an opportunity to learn, to grow, and to become even more amazing than we were before. All right, so now that we have kicked the butt of the myth around starting over, let's talk about something else that's important. Embracing growth, continued growth. So I want you to picture this for a moment. Let's say you're on a road trip or you're traveling somewhere and you are cruising or flying down the highway of what we're going to call life. And along the way, you encounter some turbulence, detours, roadblocks, traffic, unexpected pit stops. But here's the thing. Every mile you travel, every bump in the road, all of the turbulence, all of the detours, it all adds up. That's our journey. It is like a compilation of all of the things woven into a thread of what we call our experiences. And these experiences are our trophies and our awards and our accolades and our yeses. But they're also our failures, our no's, our shortcomings, our disappointments. And as we navigate through life, we're not starting over with each new chapter. We are simply building on what came before. Think about it. The skills you learned in kindergarten is what I like to tell people. We need to go back to kindergarten. But the skills you learned in kindergarten, how to say please and thank you, how to ask, all of those things, right? The skills you learned, let's say, in your first job, the lessons you gleaned from that, let's say, messy breakup or not passing a class or being looked over for a promotion or being let go from a job, the messiness that came with that, the moments of clarity that came from facing your fears head on, they're all a part of our story. They're the foundation which makes you stand today. It's why you are able to go out here and do hard work. So let's stop pretending that every twist and every turn is a clean slate. Let's just embrace the continuous of our journey, knowing that each step forward is fueled by everything that came before it. Because guess what? We're not starting over. You are simply leveling up. Man, the weight on my shoulder feels so much lighter. E2, that means and you. In what language, I'm not sure. Let's just move on. All right, so let's get down to the business and talk about how we redefine success on our terms. Because so often we let society standards dictate what success looks like. So I was watching this documentary, and I won't give the title, but I love documentaries, so I'm always watching documentaries on all of the available apps and things of that nature. And this particular documentary was on this young lady who is Asian descent and had this expectation from her family around what was a suitable degree. And without giving all the details of the documentary, she pretty much lied, not pretty, she deaf lied to her parents about completing a degree. She literally took the time and effort and put all the energy into going to where the university was. She put the time and effort into creating a degree and informing her parents that she completed this degree. The degree, of course, was put on Canva. I'm joking, it wasn't Canva, but she pretty much created the degree and told her parents that she completed this biochemistry degree. Now, for some of you, this may sound very familiar in the sense of that there are a lot of times when we talk about societal standards, a lot of those standards are based off of some historical aspects of our lived experiences. And so there's an expectation and a desire to please or appease our parents, our family, for the namesake and things of that nature. And a lot of times we find ourselves in many of those spaces measuring our worth based off of that. So success is defined based off of what our family deems as successful. And that comes with the idea that we're only worthy if we're doing said thing. And so we then go out and we seek out things to appease or support this idea around what success looks like. So we end up measuring our worth by our job titles, our bank account balances or statements, by the number of, let's say, Instagram followers that we do have and the likes and the clicks that we get, or by the car that we're driving or the outfit that we're wearing. But here's the thing. True success isn't one size fit all. Success is personal. It's really about living authentically, pursuing your passion, and making a positive impact in the world. And the beauty of it is you get to define what success means to you. So how do you do that? Well, for me, I do it daily. And sometimes when people hear me say daily, they're like, so do you have any goals? I have a vision statement and I have goals that are tied to that vision. And then I have sort of an outline of what that will look like for, you know, 3 months, 6 months, and a year. But in every aspect of that, success for me is defined daily. So how do we break free from societal narrow definitions or family norms that no longer serve us around the definition of success? We create our own. It starts with some serious self-reflection. So take a moment, tune out the noise, and ask yourself a simple question. What really, truly matters to me? What brings me joy? What legacy do I want to leave behind? And once you have a clear vision of what success looks like for you, it's time to set some goals. But not just any old goals. Goals that really align with your values, your passion, your vision for the future. And remember, success isn't just about achieving those goals. It's about the journey along the way. And if you're like, well, I want to do that, and I got questions about how to do goal setting, I have a free webinar that's out there. Go listen to it. It's totally free so that you can get your vision together, so you can create some goals, and you can set some new definitions around what success looks like for you. For you, to you, and by you. It's almost like a FUBU. Joking. So with that, so let's just ditch this ideal of comparison, because that also hinders us. Let's let go of society's expectations and start living life on our own terms. Because when we redefine success on our own terms, that's really when the magic happens. My partner was telling me that He had overheard a 60-year-old guy. 60-year-old guy telling, he had called someone and told him, like, you need to hurry up and get here. They're about to leave to go on a flight. And the person on the other line was like, well, I have your ticket. And the 60-year-old guy is pretty much like, well, you need to hurry up and get here because I got here. And I could care less what the people think about me. I could care less. And that to some degree is how we have to position ourselves as it relates to what success looks like to us. Once you have that solid definition of what success is for you, I could care less what anyone else thinks success is, because that's their definition. That's their standard. It's not mine. So I don't have to accept it. I can. That's a choice I get to make. But if it really does not align with my values, my passion, and the vision that I have for me or the legacy that I want to leave behind, I don't have to entertain it. I can appreciate it, but I don't have to entertain it or accept it to be my truth. All right, so let me just throw this disclaimer out there for anyone who clearly needs a disclaimer. Now, your definition of success is solely for you. If you find yourself in a relationship, in a position, in a conversation that does not align with your success definition, you have some choices to make, right? So if we're talking about from an employee standpoint, and you go in and like, this is my definition of success, and it doesn't align with what the organization has already put forward, make a decision. Is that the right organization for you? Financially, can you choose elsewhere? And if you can, great and wonderful. And if you can't, be mindful of that and move about the cabin accordingly. Do not, I repeat, do not go out in these streets and demand that someone accepts your definition of success. The same way you're cultivating and you're being mindful and utilizing your own definition, you have to be mindful that other folks are doing the exact same thing. All right, so with that, I want to give you some practical strategies to help you redefine success. So here are two specific strategies you can start implementing today. The first one is clarifying your values. So the first step in redefining success is to clarify your values. Take some time to reflect on what truly matters to you in life. What are your core beliefs and principles? What brings you joy, as we talked about a little bit earlier, and fulfillment? By getting clear on your values, you'll have a solid foundation to build your definition of success. And once you've identified your values, use them to guide you for setting your goals and making decisions. Be willing to ask yourself, does this align with my values? I like to say, how is this serving me? It's typically connected to a thought. Ask yourself this question: will pursuing this goal bring me closer to my true definition of success? By staying true to your values, you're ensuring that your definition of success is authentic and it's meaningful to you. The second strategy I want to offer you is focus on growth and impact. This is another key strategy for redefining success. It allows you to shift your focus from external measures of success to internal growth and impact. So instead of chasing after a title or promotion or material possessions, you then focus on personal and professional growth. You're then setting goals that challenge you to learn, to grow, to become the best version of yourself for the moment that you're in. Additionally, prioritize making positive impact. So whether it's through your work, through your relationships, through your community involvement, seeking opportunities to contribute and make a difference is important. Remember, true success isn't about what you achieve. It's about the lives you touch and the legacy you leave behind. So now that we've discussed some practical strategies for redefining success, let's talk about the importance of embracing our journey. Our journey is not just about reaching our destination. It's about the experiences, the lessons, and the growth we encounter along the way. So every twist and every turn, every triumph and every setback, every yes and every no, they all shape who we are and who we're becoming. So often we're in such a hurry to get to the next milestone that we forget to appreciate the beauty of the journey itself. We overlook the small victories, the moments of joy, and the connections we make along the way. But here's the thing. Our journey is where the magic happens. It's where we discover our strengths, where we overcome our challenges, and ultimately find fulfillment and purpose. So let's take a moment to pause and reflect on our journey. Let's celebrate how far we've come, acknowledge the obstacles we've overcome, and honor the growth we've experienced along the way. And as we continue our journey, let's remember to stay present, stay open-minded, and stay true to ourselves. Because it's not about reaching the destination. It's about enjoying the ride and embracing every step of the way. All right, so let me share with you a real story, a story that should have you feeling all types of inspired. Let me tell you about my client. I'm not going to give her name, so I'm going to make up a name for her. But she knows who she is because she gave me permission to share her story. So I'm going to call her Maya for the sake of ensuring her confidentiality. So Maya is a mid-level professional who decided to take a break from her career to stay at home with her baby. Now, Maya's decision wasn't an easy one. She decided to leave her position right after COVID and a year after COVID, and leaving behind her job, her colleagues, and her sense of identity in the workforce was a big leap of faith, in particular for her. She remained engaged in professional development, which is how she and I got connected. But overall, Maya knew that her family needed her, and she was determined to embrace this new chapter of motherhood with open arms. Fast forward to a year later, Maya and I have been working together, and she found herself in a space where she was ready to dive back into the workforce. She, from here, had been armed with newfound confidence and a refreshed perspective from the work that she and I have been able to do, and she made a goal to set out to find her a new career opportunity. And guess what? She freaking nailed it. She landed herself a brand new sparkling job that not only aligned with her skills and her experience, but also with the flexibility that she was looking for to balance her career with her family responsibilities. But here's the best part. Maya just didn't find a job. She found her groove. She's thriving in her new role, bringing her unique blend of professionalism, creativity, and of course, mama bear energy to every table that she is sitting at every single day. Now, I share Maya's journey as a testament to the power of resilience and the beauty of embracing change and the importance of owning your freaking power. She did not let her time away from work hold her back. She let it propel her forward. She saw the experience of being a stay-at-home mom, the many skills that she developed. She allowed that to be the learning opportunity to propel her forward. It has allowed her to see the beauty of open doors and new opportunities and new adventures as it relates to navigating these professional streets with some flexibility. So I just want to shout out my client, who I'm calling Maya, because she's out there. She's doing it. She is an amazing professional, and she is a wonderful example of what it means to redefine success on your own terms. She's also the perfect example of she didn't start over. She simply took all of the amazingness and pivoted to something new. So keep being amazing, because your next is going to be powerful. And I'm so excited to be on the journey with you. All right, so buckle up because I'm about to quote a Beyoncé song. And this leads us to owning our power. Now, when I see this or I hear this, owning our power, it really just makes me think of Beyoncé's song. And I don't even know the name of the song, but I believe the lyric is, "No one will take my power, my power, my power. No one will take my power, my power, my power. They feel away. Oh, wow. They feel away. Oh, wow." I can go into a whole nother episode just based off of that quote of her song, but it's so powerful. Because when it comes to redefining success and embracing our journey, there is one thing that we have to be committed. There is one thing we need to say is a non-negotiable. And that is our power. I'm not going back and forth with you on who I am and what I bring to the table. I own my power. That's right. I said it. I think it's time we stop playing small, dimming our lights so that other people can feel comfortable, and waiting for permission to shine. No one will take my power. My power, my power. They feel away. Oh, wow. They feel away. Oh, wow. Each and every one of us has a unique gift, a special something that sets us apart from the rest. Whether it's your creativity, your resiliency, or your ability to inspire others, it's time that you own it, embrace it, and let it shine. But here's the thing. Owning our power isn't just about recognizing our strengths. Listen up. It's about stepping into our greatness and unapologetically owning who we are, the good, and the areas of opportunity for growth. We have strengths and we have some areas that we need to grow in. That does not dim your light. That doesn't mean that you're less than. That's being unapologetic about owning who you are. It's about speaking your truth. Now, let me connect your truth with a bigger truth, which is, who does God say you are? Standing tall in your convictions and showing up as your authentic self, no matter what. So let's make an impact. Let's make a pact. Here and now. Let's promise ourselves that we won't shrink. We won't hide. And we won't play small. Let's commit to owning our power, owning your worth, and owning your freaking destiny. Because a very smart person told me that we were created to have dominion over things. Not over people, let's be very clear, but over things. And so no thing should have power over us. So with that, owning our power is vital, because when we do, when we step into our power and own our greatness, that's when we truly redefine success. So let's own it, let's embrace it, and let's go out there and show ourselves what we're made of. And there you have it. Another episode of Baseline and Boundaries, a mindset revolution, is in the books. Today, we've had the opportunity to dive deep into some powerful examples of how to redefine success, breaking down the myth of starting over, We're not starting over. We're leveling up and sharing some strategies and, of course, celebrating the magic of owning our power. So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with this empowering message, of course, again, from our girl, Beyonce. The truth is, they will never take my power. My power, my power. They'll never take my power. My power, my power. They feel away. Oh, wow. Remember, you are capable. You are worthy. You are powerful beyond measures. No setback, no transition, no no's. No external expectation can dim your light or hold you back from achieving your goals. So keep embracing your journey. Keep owning your freaking power. Because when you do, there's no limit to where you can go and what you can do and what you can accomplish. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of this journey. And thank you for being unapologetically you. Until next time, stay amazing. Keep redefining success on your terms. This is Dr. Tamika Scott, and I am signing off. Remember, Baselining Boundaries is not just a podcast. It's a mindset revolution. See you next time.